Blog Talk Radio.
We vital. Spit flow, rip shows, peep the recital.
Skills.
Nah, you feel it when we drop those. Hot beats, stop foes, killing shit, we got those.
Skills.
Hits, the music that the street love. Beat sucks, is now repping this with deep love.
Skills.
Gangstar, dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again. The true and living with a youthful vengeance. And I'm a judge, laugh as your ass, give you a crucial sentence. You need at least 12 jewels to practice. You're too enthusiastic, male groupie bastard. Still trying to convince us some more. Presenting your roar, that's what you need a minister for. Again, it's the law, got you up against the wall. We the gulliest, fuck it, then it's us against y'all. Mic skills, tight drills, like I'm Michael Jill. Like when he write for the bill, it's how I stifle the ill. Slide off, kid, and let a grown man finesse it. We bold and impressive, that'll I manifest shit. Some new problems from a known team. Niggas know me, and you can bet they know green. So here we go for your stereo, and you can tell that it's real when you hear me go, hear me go.
Skills.
Top rank, point blank, we vital. Zip flows, zip shows, peak the recital.
Skills.
Now, you feel it when we drop those. Hot beats, stop pose, killing shit, we got those.
Skills.
It's the music that the street love. East Side is now repping this with deep love.
Skills.
Gangstar dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again. You little suckers know better. I go head up. If your man left the joint in the whip, then tell him go get it. We hold it down like a holy crown. Fools acting like they know me, throw me pony pounds. Fuck that, I'm sitting back like an aristocrat. Shell shock, chief assassin with a whole fucking list of cats. Thought you was on the case, but you missed the fact. Your bitch talking this and that. I'ma make it simple, Jack. I doubled up and tripled that. Soldiers, where your pistols at? Life wrong move, lose the gift of that. Why they calling us the most consistent, most significant, the most slick shit? Fulfill your need and catch a joyful rush. Enjoy your Dutch, haters annoyed with us. Oh boy, it's us, you know the face from the club, blazing the dub, with my niggas raising it up for these
skills.
Top rank, point blank, we vital. Zip flows, rip shows, peep the recital.
Skills.
Now, you feel it when we drop those. Hot beats, stop foes, killing shit, we got those.
Skills.
It's the music that the street loves. East Side is now repping this with deep love.
Skills.
Gangstar dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again. Brothers are amused by other brothers' reps. Some niggas pull sex, catch others for checks. All for respect, all for the bread. For the chance of success, they might hand him his head. Remain humble, cause I know enough. Plus the road is tough, especially when you roll with us. But I'ma stay with my peace, stay in these streets. Rhyme spraying and I'm playing for keeps, cause I got those
skills.
Top rank, point blank, we vital. Spit flows, rip shows, peep the recital.
Skills.
Now, you feel it when we drop those. Hot beats, stop foes, killing shit, we got those
skills.
It's the music that the street love. East Side is now repping this with deep love.
Skills.
Gangstar dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again.
Skills.
Peace, family, peace. It's Mac 611. Once again, you are in the paint. I'm rolling solo tonight. Queen Ivy won't be with us tonight. So Mac 611 is in the house by himself. You're in the paint. Tonight's episode, we're going to be talking to my man Mike Watson, one of my people I grew up with in East New York. We're going to interview him tonight. He's going to tell you what he's all about and what he's doing. He's doing nice things in the hood in East New York. We're also going to talk about the PSAL, the limiting pitches on young pitchers in the PSAL leagues. We're going to talk about Tiger Woods, his withdrawal from the Players' Championship, the reporter from the Golf Network. I think she tried to holler at him. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk about Floyd Mayweather, what's up with him and Floyd. What's up with him and Pacquiao? I think Pacquiao might have had a change of heart. We also going to talk about the Herb of the Month, NBA playoffs. The Herb of the Month for May, man LT getting caught with an underage 16-year-old prostitute. Bad, bad, bad LT. I believe Mike's hand is up. I'm going to bring him in. So y'all bear with me. Last four digits, 5944. State your name and where you're calling from. Is this you, Mike?
Yeah.
Peace.
What's going on, man?
Ain't that much. How you been?
Yo, family, for the people out there, this is one of my brothers that I grew up with. He knows I done scorched him on the basketball court.
Yeah, we know better than that, man.
Me and him have battled many, many, many times on different courts in New York. So, Mike, why don't you tell the folks out there what you're doing and the big things that you have upcoming, and give them a little history on yourself and the things that you're doing.
Well, right now, we have a 12 and under basketball tournament that we're about to start. It's going to be 12 and under. We may have about 8 to 10 teams. It's, you know, we usually start this in about May, and we usually go on to about, I would say, August. We usually run like a 3 to 4 week basketball clinic just to give the kids, you know, a little touching up. And the tournament usually starts in about June. We've been doing this tournament, I would say, about 7 years now, 7 years strong. And, you know, we've been coming out of the, you know, East New York section of Brooklyn, where, you know, a lot of things is, you know, not really presented for the kids, you know, nowadays. But, you know, we're just trying to, you know, do a little thing and kind of keep the kids off the street, you know.
That's right. We, you know, me and you grew up in East New York, where, you know, at our age, we either should be in jail or we should be dead or you know, not doing well. And it's glad to see that you are giving back to the kids and teaching the youth. I remember we were talking, don't you take the kids, you take wherever you're taking them?
Well, you know, we have a trip planned. Actually, we have a trip that we're gonna stop by the African burial ground, which is located, you know, downtown Manhattan. We plan to take about 30 kids down there, and you know, we're just gonna learn a little about our history.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They need to know where they come from and, you know, where we need to go. And it's also not, you know, I'm glad you giving them history, because it's not all about the athletics. You know, I know your program is about athletics, but it's not always about athletics, about, you know, camaraderie and learning to be young gentlemen. And I commend you for doing that. What made you want to start your tournament?
Well, you know, I've been playing ball for, you know, quite a while now. And, you know, when I grew up, you know, in that part of Brooklyn, there really wasn't anything to do, you know, other than, you know, trouble. I mean, there was no basketball tournaments growing up. So, you know, me and my partner, we decided, you know, we're going to try to change it a little bit. You know, let's try to, you know, give back and show these kids, you know, the right way.
Yeah, get them off the streets. When is this Saturday that you have the first where you teaching the kids, right?
Yeah, we have the basketball clinic this Saturday at 10 o'clock. We usually you know, teach the kids about defense and, you know, about, you know, the knowledge of the game. So, you know, once the tournament starts, it's kind of easier for the referees, you know, as the kids come out, they get better and they kind of learn the game from inside out, you know.
Okay. Where will the clinic be held? Could you give an address?
The clinic will be held in PS 328 Park, which is located on Alabama, between Blake and Sutter, Alabama, between Blake and Sutter. It's parked right behind the precinct, East New York section of Brooklyn.
I know that park well. Me and you went at it a few times there.
Oh, absolutely, man.
Yeah, and when will the When is the big game gonna be, or one of the big games? You know, for the kids, if it, you know, when we find out who sells and
well, you know, we schedule our games Saturday mornings and Wednesday evenings. The Wednesday games usually start about 5 o'clock, and we go on to about 8 o'clock. We usually have about 3 games, and our Saturday games usually start by 11:30 in the morning, and you know the last game is usually be played at about 2 o'clock.
Okay, you gonna see my face this year since I moved, so you know you gonna definitely see me out there and supporting you. Where can folks reach you if they wanna because this man definitely needs some support, and we need to, you know, it's for the kids, so listeners out there, y'all need to support this man. And Mike, what is the best way to contact you and your partners?
Well, the best way to contact us, you know, we have a website, which is league lineup/hoopdreamers. Again, it's leaguelineup.com/hoopdreamers. That's the website. You can reach us at also 533 Southern Avenue, which is located in East New York section of Brooklyn also.
Okay, is there a phone number for them to reach you at also?
Our number right now is 347-240-2621. Again, that's 347-240-2621.
Cool. So Mike, what else is going on besides the tournament? What else do you offer the kids?
Well, you know, usually throughout the course of the year, we enter basketball tournaments throughout the city. You know, we travel. We go on trips to baseball games, basketball games. You know, we do things like that. You know, we go to the library, we sit down, you know, and, you know, we just work with the kids.
Okay. Cool. And you know, I like this type of tournament because it's not just about the athletic side. It's about the young men learning about being gentlemen and learning that, you know, there's something else in East New York besides what the media will portray about where we come from.
Absolutely.
You know, East New York is a hard place, but we both made it out of here, and we both give it back. So, you know, my hat is off to you, my brother.
Thank you, man.
Have you been, I don't know if you've been checking out, Mike, what's been going on with the PSAL? You know, they want to actually close the PAL. I know we probably played in some of those leagues when we were younger, the PAL over on Liberty Avenue in Pennsylvania. You know, they want to close it.
Yeah, I heard. I think it's a bad thing, you know. The PAL has been there for quite some time now. I don't understand.
A lot of kids are gonna miss out. You know, they the city and the state. You know, they're closing a lot of programs, and not a good thing. They need to keep that open and keep that program open. It's for the kids.
Absolutely.
So Mike, you gonna stay with us tonight?
Yeah, I'll hang around for a while. I can hang around for a couple of minutes.
All right. Thank you for coming to In the Paint with Max 611. Also, please give your website address again and where people can reach you.
Okay, again, our number is 347-240-2621. And you can reach us at 533 Sutter Avenue, which is Brooklyn, New York, 11207. And the website is www.leaguelineup, / Hoop Dreamers. Again, that's spelled Hoop Dreamers with ERS at the end.
Okay, okay. I don't know, you heard about what the PSAL, the Public School Athletic League, wants to do with in terms of baseball. I'm glad I got you on the show. They wanna limit, you know how in baseball, they have a pitch count in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Now the administrators at the PSAL, they want to limit the number of pitches, you know, that a pitch. They want to keep kids from pitching over 100 pitches per game, because you know, as a teenager, you haven't fully developed yet, and they're trying to limit that. But some of the coaches, most of the big coaches in the high schools, they say that would ruin the game. In terms of what one of the coaches said he would do is, he said he would tell his batters not to to take a lot of pitches. This way, once the kid, whoever, like if it's a superstar, he reaches 100 pitches. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I think they should just let the guys pitch.
Yeah. You know, it's all about watering down and controlling everything. And you know, some of the coaches, they said what they're gonna do is, they're gonna say somebody is a superstar on the team and they're pitching. They're gonna tell their players, don't swing at anything. Just let him pitch till he reaches like 100 pitches, and then once he's out of there, then they're gonna mash the next pitcher. And it's gonna water down how teams play, and it's gonna affect them and teaching them how to be pitchers. I think that's crazy. That's crazy. You know what they do with what they try to do with these leagues. They try to control the kids. They're trying to control the coaches.
Yeah, they're trying to control everything. That's just you know, the way the game has gotten now. You know, it's not the same way that it was, you know, when we were younger. We were just able to just focus on just playing the game without, you know, all the politics of it. But now, you know, it's too many politics in the game.
You want to bear with me, right?
Yeah, I'll bear.
All right, I'm going to go to, usually on my show, we you know, I have a network of people I work with. I'm going to play some commercials, so I want you to hold tight with me.
Okay.
Peace and divine love, family. Do you want to critically analyze African culture from an intellectual, honest, and practical perspective? Are you tired of all the distractions, self-righteousness, yelling and arguing with no plan or solution? Do you want to build on the facts and deal with the subject or issue at hand? Well, come and listen to our nation's ambassador, Asar, make knowledge born every 9th and 19th of each month at 9 p.m. That's every 9th and 19th of each month at 9 p.m. on the show everyone is talking about, African Holistic Healing, at blogtalkradio.com/Ambassador Asar. That's blogtalkradio.com/Ambassador Asar, spelled A-U-S-A-R. Or call in live to build or ask questions at 347-850-8653. That's 347-850-8653. Peace.
Hotep, I'm Shakan Lugu Kemet. Check out Afrostyly, that's AFROSTYLY.com/English. If you have not yet seen Introduction to Kemet, you're already sleeping. I don't argue, I state facts. Hence why I check the Hebrew Israelites, the black Muslims, Ali Muhammad, Dr. Wesley Muhammad, the Moors, and many others. No matter what, I never lied on them, disrespected them, nor called them names. I also prove that Allah is not written in hieroglyphics. I thank Brother Holipsism for the opportunity. Asante and Hotep to all non-religious heterosexual Africans worldwide.
Events should be memorable, stylish, unique, elegant, flamboyant. Focus on Divas. Hire Focus on Divas as your next event coordinating, decorating, and creative solutions business. We proudly serve both domestic and international clientele. Focus on Divas' vision goes far beyond the color scheme. We focus our attention to every detail of your needs while adding both glamour and pizzazz. Some of our coordinating and decorating services include weddings, theme parties, dinners, birthday parties, corporate events, church events, and much, much more. Let us take your next event beyond your wildest imaginations. Call today for your free consultation. 347-658-7569. That's 347-658-7569. Or check us on the web at www.focusondivas.com. That's www.focusondivas.com. Focus on Divas, an eye for style.
Peace, family. You're back with Mac 611 in the paint. I got my man Mike Watson from East New York. We got another caller in the queue. I don't know if you want to put your hand up. I'm gonna move forward and talk about Tiger Woods. It's funny how Tiger Woods, not 1 week goes by that he's not in the media's eye. I mean, he's injured. He withdrew from the Players' Championship last week after the fourth round because of a bad neck. And I think the reporter from the Golf Network, Lynn McMurray, I think she was trying to holler at him. You know, she goes, Woods says he's been playing with a bad neck for about a month, and I think it could be because of a bulging dick. And I'm like, whoa. Did she just try to holler at Tiger? You know, she is his type. She's blonde-haired. And, you know, I don't know. Mike, what do you think?
Mike, you there? Yeah, I really haven't been following too much on Tiger Woods lately.
Okay. You don't think the Golf Channel chick was trying to get at him, do you? You know, for her to say what she said, you know, using the type of language she used.
Yeah, she probably just was trying to get on their skin.
Well, what do you feel about the whole Tiger situation and what's been going on with him?
I think, you know, his personal life is his personal life. Let the guy play golf now. Focus on, you know, on the game of golf. Let the guy worry about his own personal life.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the media just won't leave him alone, you know. I, too, can be accused of that, but I just think it's funny, and I'm going to keep messing with him because I think he's a herb dude. So. let me see. I'm going to bring in the other caller. Last four digits, 9226. State your name and where you're calling from. 9226.
Yeah?
Hello, who is this?
What?
Hello?
I'm on the radio?
Yeah, you on the radio.
I was just watching the Celtics game and listening. That's all I was doing.
You on the radio, sweetheart.
I didn't realize that.
I know
you
who you are, but
you was not supposed to put me on the radio. All I was supposed to do was just listen.
Yeah. But I felt like bringing you on. Welcome to In the Paint.
Hi.
State your name, please. Don't be nervous.
I'm very nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Because I don't want to be on the radio. I just wanted to listen and watch the Celtics game.
Well, who's winning the Celtics game?
The Celtics is winning.
Celtics is winning.
That's right.
Are you rooting for the Celtics?
Of course I'm rooting for the Celtics. You know that's my team.
Why is that your team? Why are you rooting for the Celtics?
I love them. I love them all. I love Garnett. Are you trying to get me to talk on the radio and not be... I see what you're doing. Don't do that. You think it's slick.
But you were
flowing, though. I'm nervous. No, don't do that. I'm already nervous.
They can't see you, although you're gorgeous, you know, but...
The Celtics is winning, I think, by 9 points.
9 points?
I believe so, yes.
Who do you like in the playoffs besides the Celtics? You think the Celtics will beat the Lakers? Because it looks like I think the Lakers will beat Phoenix in the next round.
I don't know if they'll beat the Lakers, but I definitely know that they're beating the Cavs tonight. I was a little apprehensive. I didn't think it was going to happen since they're playing on the Cavs floor, but they have to be busting their behinds.
It's still early.
It is still early. But
the Cavs need to stop. They need to stop Ron.
And LeBron James hasn't scored at all.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, he hasn't scored not 1 point. He's having a bad night.
Let me ask you, Carla, do you think LeBron is coming to the Knicks? Do you think that's a possibility?
Oh, Lord. Everybody's been talking about it. They said that he was coming because of Jay-Z. Because Jay-Z's from New York.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so, though.
No? Would you want him here, though?
No.
No?
No.
Mike, what's your take on LeBron coming, possibly coming to New York?
I think it can happen. If they lose this series, I think he's on his way to New York.
You think so? You think he'll just say, you know what, I'm tired of...
Well, the Knicks have enough money to acquire LeBron James and possibly Chris Bosh, so... You know, I think that would be pretty enticing for him.
You think they also could bring back David Lee also with Chris Bosh and with LeBron?
No, I don't think it's possible. If they sign two max free agents, David Lee is history.
Yeah, it's too much, isn't it? That goes over their budget, I'm sure. They can't afford that.
They can't afford it.
Nah, Knicks can't afford that.
And David Lee will probably sign with the New Jersey Nets.
If I were him, I would probably go to the New Jersey Nets because he would be what they need to go with Brook Lopez. You know, they need.
Yeah, he probably would be pretty good.
Need a power forward. Who do you think is going to win between Phoenix and the Lakers now that they both swept the teams they were playing? Phoenix dusted San Antonio and the Lakers.
I think the Lakers are too tall for them.
You think the what?
I don't know. That's tight.
The Lakers are they're experienced too. I got the Lakers in that one. I predicted Cleveland and LA this year. That was my prediction.
Teams I wanted are gone. You know, I wanted Atlanta to do well, but Orlando is running on all cylinders right now. Ain't no stopping Dwight Howard. He's playing.
Orlando looks good. They may be a repeat of last year.
Yeah.
I don't see anyone in the West beating the Lakers.
No?
No. I said that all year.
The other caller, who do you think is going to win between the Lakers and Phoenix?
I don't know. That's a tight one. I'm hopeful. that the sun could put.
You know, I'm going to have to blow up your spot. People out there, she's a Nash fan.
I am.
She likes Steve Nash. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but.
Steve Nash is pretty good.
Nah, Steve Nash is a man. He put the shot to the
eye. Did you say he's pretty good? That man is spectacular.
Rondo is pretty good, too. And Darren Williams is probably the best point guard in the league.
You think he's better than Rondo?
Yeah.
No. I don't think so. Have you been watching the games lately?
Derrick Rose is nice, too.
Yes, he is. I do agree with that.
Derrick Rose is the man.
I've been watching him since he was in college.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I watched the game he played in high school on TV. He can jump pretty high, too.
Yeah.
But I think LeBron James is the best player in the league.
Okay, so where do you think some of the free agents are going to wind up, Mike?
I think Amari Stoudemire wound up in Miami, along with Dwayne Wade. Chris Bosh may either wind up in Chicago or, I would say, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron James, either he signs a 3-year deal or he decides to come to the Knicks. One of the two. I don't see him anywhere else. As far as who else is out there, I don't see Joe Johnson. I think he's gone now. I think he may wind up with the Knicks. It all depends on what LeBron James wants to do.
Yeah.
But if not, I see Joe Johnson leaving.
No, it's funny. Atlanta should keep that team together. They need another point guard. Mike Bibby was not a factor during the playoffs. He couldn't keep up with Jameer Nelson. It was crazy watching how Mike Bibby used to be the man. And
Brandon Jennings tore him up too.
Who?
Brandon Jennings.
You're right. Yeah, he couldn't, and they had to go with keeping Jamal Crawford and Joe Johnson on the floor at the same time, which, neither one is really a point guard. And,
They don't have the size to beat Orlando.
No, I don't think anybody outside of Boston and the Lakers has any size to deal with Dwight Howard, what he's bringing to the table. Right now, Orlando hasn't lost a game in the playoffs, and they won 28 out of their last 32 games. So I don't see them slowing down anytime soon. This might be the year they get to the championship round.
Well, they went last year. They didn't win. This may be the year that they win.
And, Vince Carter has been playing very well.
He's good.
Yes, he's been doing his thing. I know who that other caller is. I'm going to wait for them to put their hand up. I'm going to put the question out there again. What do we think is going to happen in the playoffs? 9969, I see. Phoenix dispatch of San Antonio, and the Lakers dispatch of Utah. So the Lakers will be playing the Phoenix Suns in the next round. I'm going to bring them in, see what they got to say. 9969, state your name and where you're calling.
Did I tell you to bring me in?
know what I felt like bringing you in. It's Max 611's world. How are you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
I got a question.
Yeah. What question?
It's my brother Dez from In the Zone with Dez and Queen Esther. Dez,
what's the deal?
Phoenix is going to have to play the Lakers.
Phoenix is getting swept.
Phoenix going to get swept?
Yes.
Four games straight. The broom is out.
The broom is out.
Phoenix
came off this series, but that's it for him. It's over.
It's over. What?
Yeah,
and why is
that? Huh?
Why
I
is
agree.
That?
I hate
it. I said, why is that? What's your reasoning on why that's going to happen?
They just ain't ready, man. Mentally, they ain't ready for this.
And
I'm out here in Phoenix talking junk, and I don't care.
Uh-oh. Yo, didn't you say it was some dudes out there? You know, they look like they was kind of rough and tumble.
Huh?
I don't think they gonna get you. I hope them dudes out there don't hear you talking smack about.
I hope they do. What they gonna do? They gonna come up, run up on me with their horses?
Oh, it's horses
it's
out
it's
there.
Tumbleweed. It's tumbleweed out here, dog. And I ain't saying that because your co-host ain't on the phone. She knows that it's Bama's out here in Phoenix. And all she got to do is listen to the archives. She'll know I'm talking junk about her. About town.
Wow. Hey, man, you going to lay off my co-host.
Okay, I'm going to give Phoenix the benefit of the doubt. They'll win one game.
Okay. Orlando dispatched of Atlanta, and, you know, it's funny. I had wanted Atlanta to do better, but they didn't have the size to match up with Dwight Howard. And nobody to stop.
Orlando's a strong team, man. I'm hoping that Cleveland can do it. I want Cleveland to win the championship this year, but I don't know, boy.
Yo,
Orlando's a strong team.
You see, they having problems with Boston because Rondo ain't
having
it.
Boston off. Boston, there's no way in hell Boston should have got two games. There's no way. The series is not tied up.
Rondo.
They win the series over.
Rondo's playing lights out. He don't care. He's the one gun who ain't being stopped. Littlest dude on the one of the littlest dudes on the floor. He getting 18 rebounds. 13 assists. He dropped 28 points.
Yeah, there's some dudes right there. Yeah. I don't know. Cleveland acting like they don't want it. Then again, and the coach is kind of retarded too.
Well, I think he's really not the coach. I think LeBron runs that team, and he listens to what LeBron says. He makes a lot of decisions. I sit there, I'm like, yo, dude.
All I know is LeBron better take a cortisone shot in his elbow and cut the game, cut that BS out.
Well, the last game he shot horribly.
Yeah, because he won't take that cortisone shot.
Well, the
get that joint numbed off.
The spike.
Right. Cleveland gonna win this game.
They better.
They're going to win this game.
Yeah.
Boy, in the mortal words of Trick of the Gambler, there's no tomorrow.
Hey, that's an old East New York head right there, Trick of the Gambler. I haven't heard that name in a while. Yeah, man, I don't know. You heard what's going on with Tiger Woods?
What?
Man is at it again. Huh?
His broads and played him again. He found some new ones.
Nah. Actually, he got hollered at. The Golf Channel's Wynn McMurray made an X-rated on-air comment about Tiger Woods and his private parts.
Hey, that's the truth. My man, he needs some love.
he's been playing with a bad neck.
He should have been paying somebody from the gate to clean this joint up for him, but evidently he didn't get on his grind.
I don't know. This is her statement. She said Woods has been playing with a bad neck for about a month, and I think it could be because of a bulging dick.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is she hollering at him or what?
He was not. Nah, I think he was up in the sex rehab hitting everything off. How you going to put me around a bunch of sex addicts and I'm a sex addict? Come on, man.
Oh, that's an oxymoron, huh?
That is an oxymoron. Everybody in here like getting busy. So when I catch you by yourself, you know what's going to happen.
And, you know, I'm looking at this reporter. Whit McMurray is his type. Blonde hair, blue eyes. I think something else is going on behind the scene. I think she let it slip.
I don't know. But, yo, put me back on hold, man. I got to take care of some business.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, you still with me, Mike. You in the paint with Max611. My co-host isn't here with me, Ivy the Queen. Total package. We gonna kick it a little more. I wanted to also talk about the Floyd Mayweather situation and Manny Pacquiao. I don't know if you've been listening to what's going on. Manny Pacquiao is ready to finally submit to. He's thinking about reconsidering the Olympic drug style testing and go forward with it and try to get a fight with Floyd Mayweather. What do you think about that situation, Mike?
I think they should get it done. It should have been done already.
Yeah.
I think Mayweather will stop.
Do you think Mayweather is at fault for wanting the drug testing? Because many people think that he was ducking Pacquiao by doing this.
In a way, but then again, you know, he wants a fair fight. The guy has never lost a fight, so he wants a fair fight. That's respectable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Personally, I think Manny Pacquiao will lose whatever weight they fight at, whether it be at welterweight at 147, whether it's a catch weight, which is what Manny Pacquiao has been fighting dudes at because he can't make 147. He's been having people fight him at 145 or 144. He'll lose, and I know there's a lot of Manny Pacquiao fans, a lot of haters that hate. There's a lot of people that hate on my man Sugar Shane, but I got something for them. Bear with me, Mike. This is for you haters of Mayweather.
It was a point. It was a point to prove to see who's one of the best welterweights out there. Once again, I stepped up to the plate and proved that I am the best. And just a lot of hard work and belief and smart team. We had a hell of a game plan. Our game plan was to stay relaxed, dig down, and just fight hard and be me. You know, I got the will to win, you know, under the lights. You know, like I said before, if you guys watch 24/7, I said, you know, we all may hit the pad work alike. We all may jump rope the same. But we all don't perform under the lights the same. And I could see in the second round, everybody was, you know, hooping and hollering, going crazy. You know, only thing I thought about, I said, just relax, stay focused. I mean, because that comes with the territory in the sport of boxing. You know, that comes with, you know, I mean, that comes with boxing. So, you know, I'm a strong individual, so I knew what it took. Me being able to show my versatility and adapt and adjust to any opponent. You know, I was able to just adapt and adjust. And I knew that I was able to, my game plan was going to work. you know, break them down every which way and turn it into a dogfight if that's what was needed. When I'm at home, I never study an opponent. I never go watch tapes because I think when an opponent get in the ring with me, they're going to be totally different. So Shane never uses a full jab. He used like a tit-tat jab, like a jab, trying to set up a big shot, either the big left hook or the big right hand. And, you know, like I said before, I just took my time, kept my composure. And every time I seen an opening, I took advantage of it. I come from a small weight class. I came from 130. Fought my way from 130 all the way to 54 and went back down to 47. And everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You know, only thing I can do is continue to beat whoever they put in front of me and just be the best that I can be. You know, I feel it's not bragging or boasting if you can back it up. I just truly believe in myself. I believe in my talent, believe in my team, and I believe in my skills. Just mentally, I think I'm a smarter fighter than a lot of fighters. I think a lot of fighters fight off strength. A lot of fighters worry about who's the fastest. I worry about timing and being smart. You know, I'm used to shut every fighter down, you know, 12-0 or knocking a fighter out. I think that after a while, I think Mosley went into survival mode. I think he was just surviving, just wanted to go the distance. You know, I was looking for the knockout, but he kept holding me. And, you know, things happen in the sport of boxing, but, you know, I went out there and just fought my heart out.
It will change. And it will change because they wanted to change, not because of me. It will change because they want to be champions. But right now we got to figure out the formula. Our formula is this. We go out, we hit people in the mouth, number one. Number two, we are not a charity. We cannot give them the game. That's number two. And number three is we execute from the very start of the game to the very end of the game. I will not tolerate players that think it's about them when it's about the team. And we cannot make decisions that cost the team and then come off the sideline and it's nonchalant. No. You know what? This is how I believe, okay? I'm from the old school. I believe this. I would rather play with 10 people and just get penalized all the way until we got to do something else rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. I cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners. I want people that want to win. And it's not so much to play, but it's more the mindset. And still having a chance to find out who wants to win, who really wants to win. I told him that he would do a better job for us right now, taking a shower and coming back and watching the game than going out on the field. Simple as that. Sometimes it's like a bad relationship. You don't know when it's going to turn again. And after a while, you become a part of the problem rather than the solution. I want guys that are solution-oriented, starting with myself. I'm not going to try and make something work when it doesn't fit. I've always been a firm believer. And it's nothing like it was anything magical or anything. In all honesty, you probably do not want to hear it, okay? But it was just sharing my heart with them. It's as simple as that. But I just believe that things that we talk about in the locker room should stay there. We did not play anywhere near where I felt we could have played. And rather than go into the, well, see, this happened here, and that guy was out of play, I'm not going through that. I'm just going to apologize and just ask you guys to, I won't even say anything, just keep watching. That's all I can tell you. You just keep watching.
Yeah. Max 611 again in the paint. That was for the haters of my man Floyd Mayweather. Stop hating on the dude. The dude is the best boxer in boxing, bar none. And I don't know what the problem is with people. your mic is still live. I don't know what the problem is with people who constantly hate on my dude. You know, he gives you what you know. You can't hit him because you're not gonna touch him, and you know he's not a knockout artist, but he does paint a beautiful picture when it comes to boxing. What do you think is next up for him, Mike?
I don't see anything stopping him.
Do you think he's going to fight Pacquiao? A lot of people want him to go up and fight Paul Williams. You know, I think Paul Williams is a bigger fighter. That would be a bad fight for Floyd to take. If you know, but I don't think his handlers would make that fight. What's your take on that?
I think he'll walk over Paul Williams, too.
You think he'll walk over Paul Williams? Even though Paul Williams is, you know, that's a tall dude. He's 6'1", and his wingspan is like that of a person who's like 6'5", and he's
not that aggressive to me.
He's not that aggressive? Well, his defense is a little suspect. He has been tapped on his jaw a few times. So you don't think that's the fight that the next fight for Floyd? Would you fight a Miguel Cotto if you were Floyd Mayweather?
That Cotto is Cotto has his hands full with Yuri Foreman.
Really, Yuri Foreman doesn't impress me. I think Yuri Foreman gonna get knocked out in within 5 rounds at Yankee Stadium the day before the Puerto Rican Day parade. And shout out to my Puerto Rican brothers. I just don't think I don't think Yuri Foreman has the skills. I might be able to get my goddaughter to beat him, and she's under 5 feet. She's under 100 pounds. I think she could take Yuri Foreman. You awake, Mike? You there?
Yeah, man.
So you know, I don't think Yuri Foreman is gonna beat Miguel Cotto.
Yeah, I'm watching this game, man. Keeping one eye on the game.
Oh, okay. Who's winning there?
Boston is winning, 65-52. 67.
Okay. This brings me, you know, tonight, we're gonna bring this to the herb, my herb of the month. Every month, I do a herb of the month, and the herb for this month is LT Lawrence Taylor. I don't know what was up with that brother. Him and the doing what he was doing with the prostitute. You know, underage. Disgusting. That's my herb of the month. Mike, what's your take on LT and that whole situation?
I think LT is still getting high.
Yeah, I think he's getting high, drinking. You know, there's other things you can do besides being him. He could have got a better grader. You know, not that I'm you know, bigging up what he was doing. You know, with the prostitute, but at who he is, he could have got a better grade of hooker. He could have called him somebody other than dealing with a street pimp, which he was dealing with. You know, and it's sad. LT's one of my favorite football players, and it's a shame to see him ruin and tarnish, you know. He was starting to get his career back on point, you know, as him being a viable person to make money. And, you know, he's just falling to the wayside. Falling to the wayside once again. It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame that at 51 years old, you're still trolling for prostitutes. You know? You're here with Max 611 in the paint. We're talking about LT and him being the Herb of the Month. And you know, it's disheartening as a person, you know, for a guy like him, he keeps getting second chances, third chances, fourth chances to write his life, and he hasn't done it. You know, he needs to, and many of the people around him, former Giants players who played with him, you know, they're still taking his back and trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. But I can't give you the benefit of the doubt when you in a hotel room, in a seedy hotel room, dealing with a seedy pimp with a 16-year-old girl. Hold on with me, fam. I'm going to go into some more commercials. We're going to come back and we're going to talk some more about LT.
Welcome to the desert of the real.
Peace, family. This is your brother, Hollop, a.k.a. Mr. Holipsis, a.k.a. the Buzz Killer. Tune in to Holipsism's Haven every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we discuss the social, economic, and political issues of the day with a common-sense approach, an African-centered perspective, and a universal sensibility. Call in number 347-843-4874. That's 347-843-4874. Check out related YouTube videos, blogs, and show archives. Visit www.holipsism.com. That's www.holipsism.com. I'm making it hard to get your Negro on. Hotep, Black Power.
There's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad.
Are you ready? This is Jelani Akeen, agent and instructor for the International Preparedness Network, an organization dedicated to civilian disaster preparedness and mitigation. Get your copy of our revised and updated emergency survival guide, Preparedness Now, at www.deepthoughtsov.com. That's www.deepthoughtsov.com, where you will get practical advice on emergency shelter, power, water, and food, hurricanes, earthquakes, and tsunamis, the best survival gear for home, car, and office, chemical, biological warfare, and nuclear issues, along with self-defense and crime prevention. For classes and other information, you can reach us at 646-241-0874. That's
646-241-0874. Peace and greetings. How do you like your truth served? Rare, medium rare with just a little blood dripping from the side, or half baked? I am Queenie Fama, the truth terror, and in my kitchen, I only serve it well done. Come join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, where you will get the butt naked truth served on your plate. You may join us in the chat room, or you may call in at 347-945-6475. I definitely look forward to serving you, Hotep. So in spite of what men say,
peace, family. You're back with Max 611, Ivy the Queen. You're talking about LT, my herb for the month of May. You know, May ain't even over, and I don't think anybody's going to do anything as scandalous or as herbiness as he has done. I got another caller in the queue. Mike, I see you. Your mic is still live. I'm going to bring him in. Last four digits, 3704. Last four digits, 3704. State your name and where you calling from. Last four digits, 3704. Your mic is live. When you're ready, put your hand up. You know, my thoughts on LT. You know, the great Lawrence Taylor will be remembered as a great football player, one of the people who revolutionized the linebacker position, revolutionized the way modern-day football is played from the defensive side of the ball. He also made a lot of – he helped glamorize the offensive tackle position, made a lot of dudes some money because people wouldn't even be looking – to draft offensive tackles at the in the first round, or you know, in the top spots. But LT will also be remembered off the field as a philanderer, a crackhead, a womanizer. In this latest incident, you know, picking up 16-year-old women and having sex with them. He states that he didn't know the young woman was 16. Her pimp had told her to tell LT when he got to the room, when she got to the room, that she was 19, which in fact she wasn't. And, you know, it's disgusting. Disgusting. Got some callers in the queue. I'm going to bring you in. Last four digits, 3818. State your name and where you're calling from.
Peace. What's going on? This is Ambassador Star, calling from Georgia.
My brother. What's up, man? We haven't heard you in the paint in a minute, bro.
I know. Peace to the Queen as well.
The Queen isn't with us tonight.
Okay.
Take care of. Ivy the Queen isn't with us. I got my man Mike Watson here. What do you feel about, you know, the LT situation? And you know why he's a herd. So, but I want you to
That you know, man, LT, he goes in the same category with, you know, Dwight Gooden, with Dow Strawberry. These guys that couldn't, you know, that cocaine really
it's a hell of a
took
drug.
Them out of here. Yeah, and it makes him make, he just makes bad decisions constantly. You know, the cocaine at some point must have helped them in their careers, like it must have opened them up in their career, but after they became, you know, just junkies with it, it's like it's not doing nothing but hurting them. You know, I'm surprised, you know, he might not get the kind of time because he didn't, you know, he knew she was young. He probably didn't know how young. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt of that. You know, I don't know too many people that probably checks ID for hookers, but
yeah,
you know, it's just a bad situation to put himself in because of the fact that he's an addict. He's an addict.
He's an addict, and with your name, you should at least, you know, not that I'm condoning him getting a hooker. But LT, you could get better than a 300. Well, actually, the pimp wanted less. He said, "I'm gonna give you $300," but you know, you could get a higher grade
Well, LT might not have no. He might not have any more money. He might be complete. He might be broke.
Well, he doing commercials. He been in movies. I don't think he broke. He ain't at his apex where he was as a player, but he ain't broke per se.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that too. I was surprised. I was like, come on, LT.
Stay with me.
All right.
I'm gonna keep you live though.
Okay.
Bring in two more callers. 3704. State your name and where you calling from.
This is Mr. Holipsism calling from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I got your co-host with you. With
what's up? What's up, partner?
Peace, man.
And I'm gonna bring in the other caller also. 7985.
7985.
State your name and where you calling from.
Peace. Going on the thing from Brooklyn.
Yeah. It's a Brooklyn thing.
What's
your take
on what's going on with LT?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
You know, these dudes is clowns, straight up. These dudes are clowns. What it really does is it impresses. I feel good a lot better about myself. As an individual and a man.
Right.
Because, you know, I had some big, you know, Cherokee ass, you know, coming over to the projects. You know, for free. And these dudes got a name and they don't have enough game to get some ass. Your name is Lawrence Taylor. You got money, you got notoriety, you got fame. You don't have enough game to get you some ass. You got to pay for your shit.
Damn.
So I feel a lot. It makes me feel better about myself as an individual.
You a thousandaire, and he's a multimillionaire, and you get in you dealing with a low level street pimp.
And then you mess it with some underage ass, too?
And let me say, he stated he wanted the chick to be skinny. He said, I want a skinny Latina.
And you got to ask some nigga for that. You never heard of Fordham Road?
Yo, he could have went to... He could have went to Caliente Cab Company or Gonzalez and Gonzalez and got him a skinny look Latina if he wanted to.
Yeah,
that's a great point. That's a great point. You got to ask some dude for that.
I mean, he played for the New York. I don't know if he lived in New York, but he played for the New York Giants. You don't know where Fordham Road is? You can take the 4 train straight up there.
Wow. LT.
I know you can find you a skinny Latina on Fordham Road who knows Lawrence Taylor. She don't even have to know Lawrence Taylor. She'll know that you know you're a football player. Even if you don't have any money, you can. I mean, come on, you got as much ammunition as you got. You can't get you some ass, but me,
the clown,
with absolutely nothing. Can get it. Okay.
All
right.
Wow.
Makes you a better man. No, like all they were saying, you know, like the ambassador was saying, you know, that cocaine, man.
It's a hell of a drug. That's what's his name told you? Rick James.
Rick James. He couldn't beat it either. Once he got on the white lady, he couldn't beat the white lady. And I'm not talking about the white ladies that Tiger Woods deals with. I'm talking about that white powder.
Yeah, Charlie Murphy had me cracking up because he said he was hanging out with Rick James. He said the stuff they doing was so decadent. He was like, damn, Rick, is this right?
Sometimes you be having so much fun, you be like, damn, you know, are we supposed to be doing this?
Yeah, that cocaine, that some boys, they get you wide open.
I never
used cocaine, but from the looks of it, I mean, you can get out there, you can play, you can do pitch, you can play baseball, football up there.
Yo, LT recently said, he said he was in the huddle. He said, man, I wasn't thinking about no defensive play. I was thinking about when I get back to the locker rooms, I get this hit a crack.
Right. That's why he was so aggressive on the field. He thought he was like, you dude's holding me up. I'm trying to get this crack. These dudes got me throwing this football stuff.
I'm going to bring in another caller. Last four digits, 9969. What's up,
cocaine's a hell of a drug. Cocaine's a hell of a
drug.
Yeah. Yeah, cocaine's a hell of a
the
drug.
Good reverend.
Good reverend. The good reverend Dev Johnny Lux is on the line. And I got to
yes,
show
sir.
that sublime. Anybody want a package? All I know is my man LT better stop hanging out with R. Kelly. We won't have these problems.
Oh.
Kelly corrupting the phone.
What is this?
Hey, little Mark, your co-host will be on in about 20 minutes. She's on her way home.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
What's with all these children? This is like an epidemic with these dudes, man.
Yeah, they think they're trying to redo Nightmare on Elm Street.
I'm just really trying to figure out why Joker's a flying coochie.
15
yeah,
ain't the new 20.
That's what I said, man. It's like it really impresses me about. I feel a lot better about who I am.
I'm hanging on these kids.
What'd you say, Mike?
I said they banging all these kids, all these little kids that like.
Yeah,
like,
what's the story with that?
Shortage on grown-ups or something.
Yeah, it's a shortage on grown women. But who wants a chick that runs her mouth all the time anyway?
You want some little kid.
You can get a 15-year-old, you buy some Reeboks, he'd be quiet. And Lawrence Taylor case, all he had to do was call Reebok up. They'll give him a free pair.
He has an agent, right?
Well, Lawrence Taylor.
He has an agent.
He almost left the condom inside of her.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He left the condom in her also. He said, don't worry about it.
No.
He left what in her?
Read the articles, man. He left a
comment. I don't read articles. That's your job.
Lord.
He left the galactic prophylactic behind?
Yeah, he's banging us so hard.
And so, girl, don't worry about that. I'm fixed.
He said, don't worry about it. He fixed
cocaine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he fixed.
You speed up.
Yeah, we dealing in strange times right now. You know, it's Cherokee is walking around. He could get Ayanna Angel for $300. He could have got one of them hoes.
Son, dude could have called me up. I could have got five girls from Bed-Stuy.
A skinny Latina, because that's what he wanted that night.
He could have came visit me out here in Arizona, and I could hook him with one of these Mexicans out here. Four or five Mexicans.
Yeah, we in New York, you know. He can get a Puerto Rican.
I can get one of them.
Puerto Rican.
You could have got a Kirkin.
Skinny Latina.
Mexican.
He needed a Latina, huh? Snitching Latina at that.
Also, what had me cracking up was his wife. She should have kept his mouth. You know, she said, that don't sound like him. That's not his type. I'm like, you keep your mouth shut.
Boston is hot tonight.
Who?
Boston is up by 19.
Man, they not stopping Rondo. Rondo is the key.
King James. All that handshaking and doing foul and posing pictures. Play ball.
Big baby and a foul. They killing him. They up by 21 now.
That's a shame. Remember back in the day in the old Pistons day, that Rondo, you know, much respect to Rondo, we had a great game. But his ass has been on the floor. Ain't no such thing as you running around here like that. You'd have been getting up off the floor.
Yeah.
Quite a few times.
I agree.
Somebody needs to file out. I would have filed out.
Last game. They said this may be his last home game.
Who?
With the Cavs. LeBron.
Who? LeBron?
Oh.
LeBron. Yeah, because they go to Boston.
And where are you going after that? Where are you going to New York?
He's going to the Apple, baby.
Uh-oh.
He's coming
he
to
looked
the
frustrated
Apple,
right now. He looked
he
pretty
do,
frustrated.
Oh,
they grabbed him.
Where he going to play? For the Brooklyn Nets?
He's going to be on now. New York.
Is he playing for the Brooklyn Nets?
No, he's going to play for the New York Knicks.
But he may come with Dwayne Wade.
Hey, you really think that the Knicks is going to play in Manhattan after they build a new stadium in Brooklyn? You got to be kidding me. They're going to Brooklyn that deal quick.
They're going to what?
They're going to broker that deal for the Knicks to be playing in that new stadium. They ain't going to be in that old. They ain't going to be in the Garden. They're going to tear the Garden down, dog.
And where they going?
They're going to be playing in Brooklyn.
And where the Nets going to be playing? They're going to stay in Newark?
The Knicks is not moving where they at.
Nah, the Knicks is not going to Brooklyn.
Yo, I'm telling you, son, the Garden's getting closed down, son. Watch.
Although,
the Knicks would be on the west side or something.
It don't make no sense to close the Garden down.
What you got to do is look on the side of the stadium, the Barclays Stadium that they built in Brooklyn, and you see Cablevision also has a part of that. Who owns the Garden? Cablevision, right?
Big Baby
so
again. They're
going to make that move. So tell me they're going to make
goodness.
That move.
Hey, Pete,
I thought the Nets already had that place locked. I thought they had that place locked.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The Knicks and the Nets played in the same stadium before. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I see what you're saying. They want to play
in
that.
Hold on, folks. Bringing in my co-host.
That is interesting.
Your live co-host. Pete,
what's up, everybody? Somebody trying to talk while I'm trying to come on the air?
Yeah, you better.
Whoa. I need silence. Let me get my proper introduction. This is Ivy the Queen, a.k.a. A.B. Heat, a.k.a. Sweeping the Series with a Broom, a.k.a. Lexuga Total Package.
Let's get
your ass in the kitchen.
That is what's up.
No, you get in the kitchen.
That's right. Oh, AKA the ruler.
And the
Lakers are gonna sweep Phoenix, though. I'm gonna let y'all know. Well, Phoenix might get one game.
We're happy right now. We might not get far, but we're happy.
They're not getting one game.
No, since I moved here, they've been winning. First it was the Cardinals. Now it's the Suns.
Oh my God!
Because
the Phoenix won.
What happened to LeBron James tonight?
Since I moved here, all the teams started winning. I'm serious.
Kobe Bryant is getting ring number 5. That's it. I said it from the beginning.
You think so? But you know what? I will say it will be the Lakers this year. I will say it'll be the Lakers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The Bible boy is going in.
Or Orlando.
King James.
Mm. Yeah, Orlando.
Yeah, because the Cavaliers wasn't beating Orlando, no way.
But
he wasn't
going to
beat no Orlando Magic.
Now, if they get past Orlando, I think they might be able to take it because of the momentum, but I'm
they
still...
They can't pass the Celtics.
Boston may beat Orlando.
I mean, it's still not over. It's still not over with the Celtics.
Oh, no, it's over. If they lose tonight, it's over. That's it.
Well, it's all over.
Well, Ambassador, like you said, somebody need to put, they need to put Rondo on his ass. How is a little 6'1 point guard getting 18 rebounds?
Oh, no.
That ain't supposed to happen.
Nope.
But Rondo, he's ill, though. You can't front on him. You can't.
Oh, no, I love Rondo's game.
I call him Dwayne.
He reminds me of my cousin Dwayne.
He's coming through when nobody else is coming to, because in game one, he was the one that kept him alive for the second quarter. So
he's been keeping
him alive.
All I know is if Cleveland lose tonight, they can forget it.
They can forget it, Dad. If they lose tonight, they can forget it.
But they might as well forget it. If they lose in 90-67.
Right now? they lose it right now, 90-67?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And you know what? You know what?
68, wow. Back to the free throw.
Wow.
90-68, 9 minutes left.
Oh, it's a wrap.
You know what, Cleveland has failed to
accept? Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
He never got a good shooter.
Oh, good shot,
Ivy. I know you guys are thinking when your team is not getting past. Your team is not getting past LA, so you can't
get past. Wait a minute. Why are you hating? Your team couldn't even get past this round, so stop hating.
Mark.
Yes, sir, Holitzer.
I think this is a good time for Don Meredith.
Y'all hold on for a second. Got something for y'all. Got something for y'all.
This is for Cleveland.
Stop the line. The party's over. They say that all good things must end.
Oh, that.
Yes, yes.
Turn out the
light. The old Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football, y'all.
I think it's over.
Since I got my core listeners here, and we
need some feedback.
I don't know who.
Do you hear it?
I don't hear no feedback.
Oh, okay, I don't hear it now.
Mentioned it. The Floyd Mayweather fight.
Hands down, Floyd Mayweather is the man.
He is. Holipsism shared some information with me. Pacquiao is now ready to possibly retract on taking the drug test and get it on with Floyd.
He has no choice if he want to make some money.
Yeah, because right now, I mean, obviously he looks very suspect.
I think Mayweather beat him with Holipsis. It doesn't matter. Steroids or not, Mayweather wins.
True.
I don't know. When you go on steroids, that's just like going into a fight with a dude with a body armor on and you just got a gun. You dead, nigga.
I think he'll win, though.
I hope so.
I think he can do it without, even if Pac-Man is still juicing. I still think he can beat
him. I don't know, son. First of all, you got to
remember how fast Mayweather is, and he's very calculating. So he'll be able to counter some of the things that comes at him. You got to remember that.
Yeah.
Pacquiao is not Superman. Even on roids, he's still just good. He's still just a good fighter, but he's not the best, even roided up. Come on.
You know what? I'm going to get Larry Merchant to speak.
What is Larry Merchant?
Larry Merchant was looking at Shane like, yo, son, you played me, son. I lost my money on you.
Good. His old drunk ass sitting in bed on Shane.
Yeah, he called Mayweather the Dodger. And he was really talking junk about Mayweather before the fight. He was trying to promote the little propaganda about Mayweather dodging and not wanting to fight the best fighters, including Pacquiao. So he looked really stupid. He had to really eat his words after the fight.
And I know he hates. And, you know.
I just want to know how he got the reputation for being a Dodger. Who's the guy that he hasn't fought that was, you know, he was ducking and dodging?
At the time, they were saying Cotto, Sugar Shane, and Pacquiao. At the time, that's when the Dodger rumor started with Mayweather.
They wanted a trained professional fighter, man. Like Larry Holmes.
I am a trained professional fighter.
They got to find something to hate on him on, so, and that would be it. Because
you can't hate on him now, son. I don't care.
No, skills. He's all about skills, and he proved that he could take a punch.
Yeah, son. He made me a believer. Because that second round, I don't care what nobody's saying. Y'all from front, Mayweather ass was over with if Shane would have stayed on his grind.
But you're right. You're right. But he couldn't. Mayweather did what
he did. No, what he did, he got overexcited.
He got overexcited, and also Mayweather started, you know, started holding.
He was like, oh, snap, I shook him. He had no damn choice.
Well, that's what a good, smart fighter does.
He got kicked. You know, the thing about that showed people a lot about that. Homie got caught. It wasn't like no flag. He got caught.
Yeah, he got rocked.
And he still didn't. He didn't go down. He kept his composure. He did. So everything
right.
that everybody accuses him of doing, like they wanted to make it seem as if all it would take is for you to catch him, and then that would, you know, do him
and,
in.
And then the
and
crazy
he already
thing
showed
about
that
it
he
all.
Can adapt.
And the crazy thing about it all, Mark, is that. He fought him toe-to-toe the rest of the fight to let them know I don't run from nobody.
Right.
Let's fight. I'm a fight his fight. He put on a clinic, man.
He did a good job.
You cannot, nobody cannot talk bad about that dude ever. He's going to go down in history as a great boxer.
Yep.
He surpassed Sugar Ray Leonard, kid.
I would say so. I would say so. If I look at Sugar Ray in his prime and look at this kid, I would definitely give him the nod.
You
would
give it to Sugar Ray in his prime?
No, I'd give it to Floyd.
Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what? Now, and you know, I'm in agreement with you, but I think some other people might not be in agreement with you. What do you base that on, Holipsism?
I'm basing it on his technical ability, his ability to adapt. I haven't seen anybody do it like him.
No, Sugar Ray did it. Sugar Ray did it against Hearn because he was done in the Hearn fight. Came back and knocked dude out in the 14th round.
And just to piggyback off what you just said, Mark,
I think technically he's a better boxer than Sugar Ray.
Yeah,
it is because he was one of the few people that didn't watch the other fighters, their old tapes. So for him to go win and not knowing really what he... Well, I mean, his father and his uncle would watch the tapes, and they would tell him, but still, it's not the same thing as actually watching his person's style
personally,
and what they do.
But that is
the best thing for him to do. Yeah, it
is
a good method.
That is the best thing for any boxer to do. Why would you want to see what another person does? Because they ain't going to do nothing but confuse you when you're boxing them, if he switch up on you.
You're right. That is a good observation.
And not many people have the gifts that he has where he can make those quick adjustments based on somebody new. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like a lot of these fighters don't have that ability. So they have to watch your tapes and make sure they see what you're doing so that they can be somewhat prepared for it. But he's an athlete, and he's got a lot of technical gifts that allow him to be adaptive.
He's a fundamental boxer. He fights with the fundamentals. He doesn't try to make any other thing. He knows how to counter situations, and that's the great thing about him.
And he's smart. Like, he doesn't – he'll take the opportunity if it presents itself, but if it doesn't, then he's willing to just go and win the fight the other way. And that's where
I'm not going to go try to knock you out to prove anything to nobody. If I'm winning on points, I'm going to win on points.
A lot of people, I spoke to a lot of people, you know, after the fight, and those people were like, that was a boring fight.
That was a boring fight.
You're talking to casual boxing fans who don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
A boring fight.
That fight was a masterpiece.
I guarantee you, majority of those people you spoke to were Shane fans. That's why they said that.
But honestly, a lot of people now, they want – a lot of people that don't really know about boxing, they want to see a knockout. And that's one big reason why the MMA lost took a lot of the crowd or the average person from boxing to watch MMA because they just want to see some blood. You know what I mean? They don't know about the art and sport of boxing. So, obviously, they just want to see a knockout. They're not getting knocked out. Oh, it was a bad fight.
Right. Right, they don't know about
nobody go to sleep. Shit, I paid all this money, ain't nobody go to sleep.
They don't know
about
which
would you rather be?
Would you rather see him knock off his shoulders?
But
I want to get him off his shoulder and be in the third round. That's what I want to see.
Mark.
Yes, sir.
Who would you pick over Shane or Sugar Ray?
I would go with Floyd.
Yeah, Floyd, I meant.
I like Sugar Ray Leonard, but Sugar Ray Leonard fought one style, and his style was he would jab and he would keep away from somebody. He wouldn't.
All right, I got one for y'all. Who would y'all pick over Too Sweet? Over. Who would y'all pick Too Sweet? Over Shane. I mean Mayweather. I'm going with Genie, son. I'm going with Genie.
Going with Deion Isaac Kennedy.
Yeah, you remember his flurry? His flurry was hilarious.
But nah, Floyd is the most technical sound boxer there is.
Pound for pound.
You can't. And since this fight, he proved he could take a punch, so I don't think Pacquiao hits harder than Sugar Shane. I just don't. So,
And you know what else I got to give to Floyd, man, and that he's a humble fighter because at the end of the fight, he told Shane, yo, son, you's a tough motherfucker.
Yeah, because he knocked his nut. And if you notice, after any fight with Floyd, he always engages the other boxer and lets him know, yo, you know, you did your thing, I won, you know.
Yeah, really, he's a good guy. The you know, he does a lot of, you know, he ethers his opponents with the promotion, you know, going at them like comically. But he is a nice guy. He congratulates everybody. He gives them props and whatnot. That's just the part to promote the fight.
Right.
I mean, he might really feel that way, but
at
least he's a good
guy. About that, Ivy, is that we've seen this before. It's like they loved Ali for doing it. Why they have such a problem with him?
Yeah.
It's all about promotion and
marketing.
Because
with Ali, at the same time, Ali, he was under, he was also with Don King, so Mayweather's basically, Ali wasn't self-promoting, he wasn't doing it, he didn't control his money. You know what I'm saying? Mayweather controls his money, so you got somebody like Mayweather that controls his money, and he wins, and he's undefeated, and he can back it up. They hate it. That's why they have the problem with it.
Hmm.
That is a good point.
What happened? Totally got cut off.
Yeah, I think he was in transit. That might have been why we're getting the feedback. But yeah, you know, he's not under anybody.
Let me tell you something. As long as Mayweather don't do the Roy Jones and fuck his whole career up, I'm gonna be a fan for him till he retires. When he sees his time to quit, I want him to walk out.
You mean stay around?
Oh, but I stand to be corrected. He was working with Al Haymon briefly because Al Haymon switched from concert to boxing and just like different realms of entertainment. So he was working with Al Haymon briefly.
And he also was working with Pacquiao's promotional manager.
Bob Arum. Yeah, Arum. Yeah. Briefly, yeah.
Arum.
Bob Arum is a jerk.
Well, he's doing his thing with Golden Boy. I wouldn't leave.
Somebody can knock him out.
What'd you say, Mike?
Somebody's gonna knock him out.
I doubt that, bro.
I think he's gonna walk off into the sunset. That's what I think he's gonna do.
Only thing I think is knock him out is Kimbo Slice. And that's because he's 400 pounds bigger than him.
The problem with knocking him out is he's not going to go – that one-punch knockout thing is not going to happen. If it was going to happen, it would have happened that fight because he got
rocked. Yeah, it should have happened that fight.
He got rocked. And he
got
didn't go
rocked.
There.
If that was Pacquiao, he would have finished him.
Pacquiao, you said, would have finished him?
Yeah, he would have finished him.
I don't know. It may be so, because Pacquiao is a brawler. You might be right.
Ricky Hatton was a brawler too, and he still Floyd can dust him off easy because he'll let them tie themselves out, then he'll come in and start to attack. So I don't know.
Yeah, you can't put multiple punches together because even after Shane hit him, he couldn't do anything else.
Well, if you saw it after the fifth, sixth round, you know that Shane's mouth was open. And
it wasn't like he hit him and he let him off the hook in turns. He was trying to take him out.
I think he was scared to get hit back.
He couldn't do it. So we got to give some credit to his defense in that situation.
Got to.
Yeah, but if you look at a lot of Mayweather's fights, they get at him early. I mean, a lot of times in the early rounds, it doesn't look too good. But he shakes it off, comes back, and just works on him.
I'm telling you, Pacquiao will pose absolutely. I've gone on record saying this before if the fight had gone on the first time. Not only will he beat Pacquiao, he will wipe Pacquiao out like he did Marquez. I put money on it.
That's what I'm saying.
You think it's,
he's going to wipe him out?
I think I'll put my money with you, Mark. I just hope he don't put himself in a predicament for himself with Shane.
Marquez gave Pacquiao hell.
Yeah, he barely got out the ring with that dude. Marquez knocked him down.
And you saw what Floyd did to him.
He made Marquez look like an old club fighter.
Marquez looked like De La Hoya fighting, like how De La Hoya would look right now fighting. That's what he made Marquez look like.
Old and slow, and Marquez is not by any means a old slow fighter. You know, he's one of the best, and he made that dude look very bad. Made him look very bad. Ivy, got a question.
Yeah. What's up?
The Herb of the Month, LT, what is your take on Mr. Taylor?
I don't have any sympathy for him. Because he should know better.
He should know better.
Yeah, you don't slip like that. Come on.
Not LT, son, nah. I'm one of his biggest fans. He played himself.
You don't flip like that at all, any form of fashion. And I could see if he was young coming up. Now, those little boys, they're stupid too. But come on now. He's like about to collect Medicare in a few years, and he's doing this? Come on.
LT can walk up in any club, any bar, any pub, and bag 75 broads with not even conversating with him.
Ellipsism, what did you state earlier? How do you feel about yourself?
Yeah, so he makes me feel better about myself. Because I don't have no big contracts. And I was pulling some Cherokee ass.
That's who you tell us, son.
And I ain't have no big contract. I have no name.
I got
nobody
the baddest chick in the game wearing my chain.
Nobody would shout when I walked down the street. So what's your excuse?
It's the whole next season.
Hey, Mark. I got the baddest chick in the game wearing my chain, and I ain't got to worry about it. Son, come on. So he made me feel like I'm the man.
So what's his excuse? He got all of these things, all these tools, and he can't get no ass?
I don't know.
And like I said, if he wanted a slim Latina, go to Fordham Road.
Shit. Go to Hunts Point.
He could come here. He could come here. But see, the thing is like they don't do the older black men. They'll do the younger black men. So if he wanted something young, then yeah, he may have a little bit of difficulty.
Oh, he ain't gonna have no difficulty as long as he got money.
Yeah, he would have to put the money on the table and say, and pull out a news article and say, I'm LT. I used to play football. And pull out some bank statements, and then he could get it from some younger ones. But other than that,
First of all, what chick don't know who LT is?
The younger women in this generation. Generation Y, they don't know who he is. Think about They barely know who the older hip hop artists are. So how you think they're gonna know who LT is?
Let me just say this: if he got, I'm gonna assume that he has a fly ass suit or outfit, and I'm assuming that he got some Super Bowl rings.
He still got a fur coat.
He got some hardware that he can wear. He probably can afford a nice little chain and all the accessories of wealth. He don't have to be wealthy, but he must have somewhere in his catalog something that will make
people
go.
Right, the little football dude starter kit, the chain, the earrings, the bracelet.
And you walk
the
out and people go, God damn, you see the size of that rock and that. As long as he got that, he can get some ass.
That nigga got on 2 Super Bowl rings.
This nigga got a ring. Exactly. Look at the diamond in that motherfucker. They don't even got to know
it was a class ring. He might have
even
got to
go
sit in their face and say, here you go. You might have thought that shit was a class ring.
He can have a Dolce special on and they'll be like, damn, look at that gleam in that shit. Shit, I walk through the airport and the white people think I'm a rapper. Shit. So I know he could have got anything going on.
Yeah, that's all it takes, man. All it takes is a little bit of gleam on you. Hook your shit up. Go to a nice, a decent barber and shit. They'll be all over his ass. Like, they say, damn, he old, but he look like he got some cake.
Didn't LT used to brag about all the broads he used to send to other players and the broads he used to roll with?
He lying.
Shit, that nigga can get on Law Talk and get him a chick.
He lying. He ain't got no game.
Hey, yo, Mark, he can get on Blog Talk and get him a
chick.
Can't even
bag a slim
Puerto Rican for you, didn't it?
From Fordham Road.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. All I'm saying, y'all, is that LT got that oil. I don't know what his problem is.
You could have called up our boy Robert Rivera.
I think he could have called up Marv Albert, son.
Well, he's...
I hope Rob is listening. Rob, holler at LT, man.
At least he didn't get caught out there like D'Angelo and that dude in Arizona, the defensive back, you know.
Shit, I know a couple of my colleagues that used to work for us. That he could have hollered at. For free.
Yeah, man. Come on. So that's why I said my take on it, yeah, I feel good about myself. The LT can't get no ass, but I can. Okay.
Yeah, son. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, LT insists.
So, Mark,
and
he's
going to get
real
some
good right
underage
now.
Underage ass, too.
He got
what?
Underage.
Yeah, he
son,
ran with Mark.
He was so excited. He left the jammy up in him.
Yeah, Mark.
Yeah.
He left the
oh, my God.
M. Marvel.
I think he always got down. He might have always got down like that. Now it's just really just starting to come out because
we
don't have to see what. Come on.
Hey.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, come on now. If you slip like that, that is an amateur mistake. And he's how old when he's doing that?
Yeah, you're right.
Come on now.
Yeah, he might. I tend to agree with her.
He was in the studio with R. Kelly.
That means he was always into that shit.
He was in the studio with R. Kelly. That's what happened.
Yeah, you ain't just now getting this to kids.
Yeah, you was loving the kids. You was liking the kids.
You
been hanging around. That's why
you
always going to high school doing speakers at high school. So he in there trying to battle. LT used to be my man.
Crazy man.
Are you know what I mean? He don't want you, Ivy. You too old.
That's right.
Yeah, he might see you, Ivy, and go, could you get out of my damn way? I see the.
Nah,
yeah,
my hair is not stringy enough for him. It's not stringy enough for him, so I don't fit the description.
Yeah, if she anything looking like a woman, they ain't messing with.
He ain't messing with a woman.
Your hands is too big.
Yeah.
They want them little hands to make their shit look gigantic.
Right, that's what it is. Hey, yo, Mark, they got that TLC. You know what that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tiny little cock.
Yep. Don't need them tiny little hands. Your hands has got the woman hands. They ain't fucking with y'all.
Yeah, they ain't want the woman hands on. Oh, you grown. Nah, we don't want to deal with that. Nah, you grown. You got to give me somebody younger than that.
Oh, man. Maybe, you know, LT could go hang out with Ben Roethlisberger. They can go run through the nearest.
No, he don't want to hang with Ben, son.
He might need to hang with Ben a little bit because Ben can help him beat the case. So if they said if he was doing it with Ben, they were tag teaming it, he'll get off. So he might want to do that.
Yeah.
Ben was like, nah, man.
Now, it might be risky hanging with Ben because they might give LT the weight just to, so that Ben won't catch nothing.
Oh,
but yeah,
true.
That nigga did
true.
It.
But you know what white people do? They cooperate with the proper authorities. They don't snitch.
Mm-hmm.
They just cooperate with the proper authorities.
Yeah,
that's
what
the way it's being. Yeah.
He was a good citizen.
Right. Nigga been a business Johnny Gill like he did to Mike Tyson. Mike was acting very inappropriate with these women.
You got 10 minutes. I'm going to play two more commercials. Y'all hold on.
Tune into The Zone with Dev and Queen Esther. Lay back, relax, pour your favorite drink, and let your mind unwind. Feel the vibe of smooth, jazzy sounds, R&B classics, and sexy slow jams. Allow Dev and Queen Esther to put you in the zone. Every Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, call in for requests at 347-884-8830. That's 347-884-8830. Log in, listen, or chat live at www.blocktalkradio.com/thezonewithdev. That's www.blocktalkradio.com/thezonewithdev.
You're now in the tiger's lair. Come on in, enjoy yourself. We won't bite, but we will tear your ass up. Come on in, enjoy.
Tune in to the tiger's lair every Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call in number 646-727-3451. That's 646-727-3451. Or listen online or chat live at www.blogtalkradio.com/thetigerslair. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/thetigerslair.
Yo, what's up, family? Max 611 and Ivy the Queen, you're in the paint. We got 10 minutes left. Is there anything else y'all want to talk about regarding sports? Or do we want to talk about something else?
Go Suns. Go Suns. Los Suns.
Los Suns.
That's what they had on the uniform for Cinco de Mayo. Los Suns.
I saw that, but they going home. They going to play the Lakers.
Oh, my God. Y'all would be the same way if the Knicks came this far. So, please stop. Just
you're
let us have our little shine a little bit. It doesn't matter. I know where I'm from. Shout out to North Carolina. First in flight. Love y'all. You know where I'm from.
Wasn't rooting for them? Wasn't rooting for Mike and his team? You know, they got bumped by Orlando.
Well, this is the thing. They're still under transition with Jordan right now because he just acquired the team. So they need so they're gonna need some time. I give them a year or two, and then you'll see the Bobcats doing some things.
Harry Brown ready to leave. You know, next town Brown is he ready to be out?
Yeah, but with Jordan behind it, they'll be able to get the money they need to get the people in there they need. Hopefully. Let's hope they get it right this time.
LeBron's going to New York, sweetheart.
I don't think so, because I don't think they're gonna pay him.
Yeah, okay. All
honestly
right.
I don't think they're gonna pay him. And now fine, great, but I don't think they're gonna pay him. And I don't see him going to New York. I see him going somewhere like maybe, let me think, Miami, something like that.
I
see him going somewhere like that. I see Cleveland, I'm still like, Cleveland with a ring. They had too many Negroes there. They might not let
him. They better win
in.
Today.
He might have to. He might have to move. He might have to move to another market. You know.
He's not going to the West Coast.
If I was Cleveland, I would tell him we're gonna keep you. And what they should do, Ray Allen is a free agent. They need a jump shooter on their squad, which is
yeah, they do. They do because Mo Williams is like off and on. He's off and on when he wants to be. Now when he's in his he's in the zone, but he's gotta be consistent. He's gotta be consistent.
I go get Ray Allen, tell Posse up again, and LeBron, Mo Williams, keep Delonte West on the bench. You know, he got issues. Him.
What about Antoine Jameson?
No, that was a good pickup. Antoine needs a training camp with LeBron, and you know Antoine gets you 20 and 10 easy. He might get less playing, you know, playing with LeBron now. He might get 15-17 and still get his 10 boards. Shaq might retire, so there's more money, you know, so they can go get them a jump shooter. That's what they need on their squad. Something
they
lacking.
Right. I'm waiting for it. I'm glad my boys, the Suns, are doing their thing. If they don't go far, it's fine. Dev is going to stop hating on me because he's not from Cleveland, but he's a fan. So at least I live here. You don't live in Cleveland. So cheer for who I want to cheer for.
Okay.
I'm going to say something.
Something.
Y'all know he's going to get drop-kicked later.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, he's going to get drop-kicked later.
I'll go on the record on the Independent Show and say I am a New York Knicks fan.
Here you go.
And that's it.
Blue and orange.
Blue and orange. I believe that. Not the Mets, though. Not the Mets, blue and orange.
Hey. Don't hate on the Mets, man.
I will not like a Met ever. I'm a Yankee fan.
I rock with the Mets.
So you mean you never liked Daryl Strawberry and Dwight Gooden?
Daryl Strawberry was my dude, and Dwight Gooden. The only time I liked the Mets was in 1986.
87.
And you know why I liked the Mets in 86? Because they came to our high school. I don't know if you remember when they used to have those things where they would pick a high school that could do the whole World Series. My high school won, and I seen all seven games. I mean, not all seven games, all four home games. That's the only reason why I like the Mets. I got a signed baseball and everything.
Uh-oh.
And then, you know, my boy Daryl Strawberry, he started getting cappy-nosed. The ball started looking like crack rock. Damn, look like a rock.
Yeah, these dudes can't avoid the white lady. White lady guy.
Yeah, they can't avoid the snow, boy.
And not the white lady that Tiger Woods is looking for, the blonde hair.
No, they like them, too. They like them too.
Those Beckys.
Not as much as they like the cocaine. The cocaine is what gets them.
That cocaine, that yayo,
All right, folks, we got 5 minutes left. I want to thank my man, Mike Watson, for coming down. That's my brother from East New York. He had to leave, but, you know, he's doing a tournament next week, the 15th. The kids will be, they're gonna have a little class, and the kids, Alabama Avenue, between Sutter and Blake in East New York, he'll be running a training camp for kids under 12. Right behind the precinct in PS328's park. He knows I bust his ass many years ago on the court, and that same court. He caught many L's from me. And I'm gonna try to stop by and peep it. And you've been with Max 611 and my co-host, Ivy the Queen. And we're gonna go out. We going to go out to our theme song, Royalty, because you dealing with royalty when you come in the paint.
King and queen of sports commentary.
That's
Have
right.
a good night.
Peace, family.
A gang star has got to look at the short shot.
Yeah, just like that.
A gang star has got to look at the short shot.
Yeah, just like that.
A gang star has got to look at the short shot.
Yeah, just like that.
One of the meanest and the cleanest, and still I'm kind of fiendish when I'm at this. Been doing this for eons, peons best to catch this. Vision of excellence, precise rapping ability. About to make some dead presidents, macking the million G. The money though, got people acting funny yo. As soon as some niggas get some light, they be like dummies yo. Products and puppets and pawns, getting played out. When authentic niggas step up, respect be laid out. Major effect to your sector, I'm the corrector. Live and direct, waving my mic like a scepter. Supreme, exalted, universal leader, descendants of the kings and queens, the overseer, the overlord, cream of the crop, creme de la creme. Spent years dealing with cats in the streets, so they my men. Again, gangsta has done it. Remember too much jewels back in the days, you'd have to run it. Check it, the ground be hot under our feet, so we be listening to beats to keep the cipher complete. Whether you kids be holding on the block all day, or you be puffing lot out in the back hallway, or whether you be in school or in the library, wherever you are, baby Paul, realize that your essence is divine, son, and let it shine, son, as we refine, son. Ayo, this shit'll blow your mind, son, we're royalty. She greets me and treats me like royalty. Works with me, giving herself by my side. She don't sweat me for loot, my fame or my rise. A lot of ladies out there be looking lovely, but they don't got no control of their life. Inside they're ugly, word to Bugsy, enter red alert. Sway and tech, and funk master flex to make your head jerk. Chicks go berserk when they see us in the spot. Casey, JoJo, and Primo creeping to the top. And to the sweethearts out there breaking hearts while we're taking part of this hip-hop art. Listen, yo, the best way, it ain't always the fast way. And yes, the best way, it ain't always to act nasty. I'll open up the door always before you pass me, baby doll, because you're royalty.
Whatever I do, whatever I go, I want to jump up to nothing to do. Whatever I do, I choose to do, I descend up from all the rest.
Six 11, the calling number 347-426-3634. Tune in with us next week. Every Tuesday, get posted up in the paint with Max 611 and Ivy the Queen. Peace, family. What's up, y'all? We in overtime now.
Hold up.
So you had to work, huh?
Yeah. Had to work. It's getting crazy. It's getting crazy right now.
What work?
Yeah. I mean, well, it has always been crazy, but now it's like they're taking it to the whole to a whole nother level. So.
In terms of what? Being your workload or what?
Oh, man. Workload, less resources. They're just doing what they can do to not pay our bonus. You know, they're, like, nitpicking every day is something else every day. So.
Similar tactics at my job.
Mm-hmm.
Got a new person. Operations managers taking over.
Right. I honestly think they really want to get rid of us and get people and pay them $8 an hour to do the same thing, but they're not going to get the same results because, I mean, we've got a lot of, you know, professional, well-rounded people working for the company now in our department. So, I mean, for the position, it's like one out of, I was like, you know, we were all like, all that got hired were like one out of 100 applicants, whatever, you know. So, I mean, they have the best of the best right now. So, you know, if they lose us, they're not going to get the same results that they want with what they're trying to do. They're really backwards. They're really backwards right now. So, but I won't. What?
Most of these companies are.
Yeah, they are.
Dumb stuff at the top. And then,
Who is on right now? Who's on?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Me, you, Dev.
I'm here.
Isaiah's asleep. I'm at his house. My computer, something wrong with my computer. So I think this week I'm sorry,
I was on mute. Somebody left a picture of white Jesus at my door yesterday. He looks like a biker. Actually, if they would take this robe off, all he needs would be a leather coat and a Harley.
My thing is, why did you load up to
11x17?
You use
it as a poster? Yeah, I wanted to put it above my bed so I'd be safe.
Oh, okay.
I'm not safe without white Jesus protecting me.
That's right. Yo, Blanco Jesus, son.
And what's funny is it's actually for a Mexican church, but they still subscribe to the same oppression.
Oh yeah,
they don't like that.
My friends that I grew up with, my Puerto Rican and Dominican friends.
She's Mexican INC, but it has my ID on their ass.
Back
to the old Cabana you go.
Oh, yeah, shout out to the Mexicans because now the law is passed. If they suspect that you're an illegal immigrant, they can pull you over and detain you if need be. That is the law. That law just passed last week.
So, Al Sharpton didn't help them, huh?
I don't know if he does Mexican events. I'm not sure. But there was like a slight riot when the law or when... I think right when it passed. So, I don't know. But I'm waiting to see what everybody else is doing. And I think other states will follow suit. And they're talking about the federal government is trying to investigate or the Supreme Court is trying to determine whether or not that's unconstitutional or whatever. I'm just saying, you know how they do.
You know,
they're determining it because that's their nice way of saying, okay, we really want to see if the other states are going to follow suit.
That's basically what they think.
Hello?
Well, basically what
they're
saying. It's so good to be black. Hello? I think the
show was dead. Hello?
No, I'm still here.
Are we only ones on? Oh.
That just heat faded. Hello?
You're trying to get that oil.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I Yeah.
We was getting a little too deep for Blog Talk. They don't want to hear that foolish.
So we got cut? No, we can't. We couldn't have gotten cut because we still on.
No, but Dev's voice it faded for a minute. Hello?
They can't hear me. My phone's on mute.
He can hear you.
Oh.
Yo, y'all still there?
Yeah, man.
Oh. Yeah, that law is sick.
Yeah, it is. But like I said, the thing is they throw things out there like a tester, you know, to see how much ruckus it's going to cause. And then once they see that everybody is not, like, not really paying attention or it's not that big of a deal, they're not making a big deal about it, then you slowly but surely you'll see it in every state nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
So they did it here first. They knew. I don't think that the Mexicans don't really have control here like they have in Cali. So they use this first. Now, New Mexico was a little different with New Mexico because that's straight. That's Mexico. They may as well just say it's Mexico. A straight Mexican, Mexicans and Native Americans.
What about
here, it's a little different. You know, white people are in control, you know, but they do obviously cater a lot to the Mexicans because they're here like, oh, my God, I mean, it's like half and half as far as the population with whites and Mexicans is like half. Well, no, I mean, not really. I think it's about maybe 60% white, probably about a good 35% Hispanic or Latino, and then everything else falls into place.
What about Texas? It's a lot of Mexicans in Texas.
There are a lot of Mexicans in Texas, but they don't run Texas. They don't run Texas. But, yeah, they are, you know, Texas is going to always remain a good old boy state.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
It's silly.
They bugging with that. Bugging. Old girl tried to holler at Tiger Woods.
Who?
Wynn McMurray, when she made her little statement.
What happened? I missed that.
You know, he dropped out of a tournament because his neck was bothering him. So she says, Woods been playing with a bad neck for about a month, and I think it could be a bulging dick. And she said that
said
on
what?
The air, the Golf Network. She said he could be
said
suffering
what?
From a bulging dick instead of bulging disc. She said,
wow. She's flipped up like that.
She's trying to holler. She's hollering at him.
Did they? Okay, so what was the repercussions for that? Did she get suspended for a few days or what?
Not yet. They glossed over that. You know, she blonde hair, blue eyes.
There was another chick with the Golf Network said that. You remember when she said about the lynching, or she wished she could get lynched or something because he was winning?
She could get lynched.
They
yeah.
always slip. They always slip.
She tight as tight. She got the blonde hair, the blue eyes, nice size boobs.
Oh, she was trying to really find out what's really good or what's really bad, whatever the case may be. Probably what's really bad because I really don't see him being able to do anything. But she slipped out with that.
Hey, stop it. I'm trying to get back with my wife. Don't do that. I'm not in that mode anymore. It's not a week he can't be in the newspaper.
What was that?
One of his coaches quit.
Mm.
He dropped out of that last tournament that he was playing in. He wasn't even, you know, finished with the course, so.
And I gotta go,
Hello?
Yo, I'm gonna holler at you, son. Good shot.
All right.
Yo, Mark. All right. Holler.
Peace, family.
Yeah, I'm going to have to break out too, son.
All right, myself also. I had to get my ass on the train. Peace to the family.
Peace, God.
Peace.
You can hang up. You guys want to work some more?
Oh, my bad. I would have ended it.
That was fun.